Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, it's like discovering a new kind of wash day.
You bet it is.
Now, I use this same granulated soap for everything in my wash.
That's right.
Now, I can wash my rayon slips with the same soap that gets my towel so white.
Absolutely.
Say, what are you two talking about? Let me in on this.
Oh, excuse us. Well, this lady was just showing her enthusiasm about Dove, Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap.
Yes, haven't you heard about Dove? It does all three kinds of wash.
You mean towels and work clothes and colored things?
Yes, and not only your nicer colored washables, but your pretty rayon slips and dresses.
Well, I declare, this does it.
I does. You'll see it's a really new kind of granulated soap.
Yes, it's so new that a lot of ladies, just like myself, didn't believe there could be a soap like Dove until they tried it. But now, well, you should see how grand Dove is for my fussy colored things. And yet it gets those heavy work shirts wonderfully clean.
Well, I have a heap of dirty towels to wash.
Now, don't you worry about that. Dove will get them dazzling white. And you won't have to wear yourself out scrubbing either. In fact, no soap made gets clothes white easier than does.
Well, they have to be mighty white to suit me.
I'm fussy, too. But I've never used a soap that gives me whiter washes than this does.
Why, of course you haven't. Washings don't come any whiter than does them.
Well, I never.
And just look at the suds does gives you. Then you'll see how really different it is.
Bet your life, if you've been using any of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps in your machine, you'll find Dove's is better every way for suds. It makes more suds even in hardest water. Suds that build up faster and last up to twice as long. Just ask for brand new Dove, D-U-Z, today in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Dove do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. For just at the very moment when Molly and all her plans seemed about to be halted, the breakthrough occurred. And now it's a question of turning a good thing into the best of all possible things for Oriane and the Waves. Mr. Edward Way is the last center of resistance. And if Molly can get him to give up Oriane and go back to his former wife, she feels that the months in which she drove Jake to distraction with her maneuvering will not have been wasted. And things are shaping up. But
Rosalie, give me some sugar for my tea, dear. Where's Oriane, Molly? Is that fair? And Mr. Way?
You know where Mr. Way went, Rosalie, dear. To Mrs. Way. Why do you ask him, you know?
Why? I thought perhaps if he spoke to Oriane, he'd change his mind.
No, he went. He went, Rosalie. Sammy's shirt and Papa's pajamas are standing over there, darling. Fed me a needle and give me my button box.
I can do that, Ma.
No, let me, dear. Go over there, dear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mama, darling.
Yes?
Why are you so quiet lately?
Quiet, I am.
Uh-huh.
Find me four little pearl buttons, darling. Four.
Then you'll be all right, Mom.
I know, darling. I know family will be all right. In times like these, Rosalie, darling, every mother becomes, darling, every becomes your child. It's only too bad that it always takes trouble, tragedy, and war to make human beings human.
Seymour's going to join the Navy now.
He told you?
Uh-huh. You know something, Mom?
Yes, Mama.
I can understand why Oriane is marrying Mr. Way because he's sorry for him. You can be so sorry for a person now that pity can really be stronger than love. I believe that now. And that's how I feel about Seymour. He loves me more.
He told you? Oriane? Come in, Oriane.
I'm sitting and I'm drinking tea and I'm sewing buttons. Rosalie, would it be too exhausting to put up a little water for some more tea? I could swallow another couple.
All right. And you too, Oriane?
Yes, surely, why not? And then snap on a bigger light, Rosalie, darling. My eyes without spectacle plate.
Yeah, don't
let sit, Oriane, dear. Sit. Mr. Ray went over to see Mrs. Ray.
Yes. Hmm?
Oh, Oriane, it's so important for Mrs. Ray to get him back again.
I know.
You've suffered a lot, Audrey.
I realize it now.
The worst suffering a person can have is when they do wrong, when they would rather not.
I can see that now.
The hurt a man that she loved for the fault they both did, and the hurt that they both did unto each other.
No matter what it was, Mrs. Goldberg, Edward said he couldn't accept any of the things Margaret offered.
He couldn't and he wouldn't, and he meant it when he said it. That's why he's there now to talk to me.
But you, Orion...
There's nothing left for me to say to
you. You could have said to him the truth, that you didn't love him, that you never did love him.
I'll never be able to say that, never.
But it's so wrong, Orion.
No, what can I do?
You can call Mrs. Ray now, Orion. Call her now. Call her up. Speak to her now. Tell her not to give him up so easily.
Will you speak to her?
If you want me, I'll speak to her. If you think that I should speak to her, then I'll speak to her. I'll get her on the phone and...
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Way?
Yes, this is Mrs. Way.
This is Mrs. Goldberg speaking.
Yes?
How are you?
Why do you ask?
Are you feeling well?
Yes, I'm all right, thank you.
Is Mr. Way there?
No. Is he coming?
Yes, that's where he said he was going when he went.
Oh.
Mrs. Way, Orion is here. She wishes to speak to you. Will you hold on?
Yes.
Orion, just a minute, please.
My doorbell is ringing.
Well, your doorbell, then answer it. We'll call back later. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Please come in. Come in, Edward. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll take your hat.
It's all right. I don't know how to begin, Margaret.
Why, Edward?
Because things have changed a lot since we last spoke to each other.
Do you feel further away from me now than you were?
No. That's it. I feel closer. I mean, the past is back again. Not buried the way it was. And you did it.
You thought it?
I don't know. All I do know is that I can't accept what you've done, Margaret.
Why not? I'm not asking for anything in return. If I want to make you happy, well, accept it. It makes me happy.
There's only one thing that can make me happy. The one thing I'm absolutely determined to do. And that's to marry Oriane.
Then marry her, Edward.
I want to marry Oriane. I must. I know it's the one single thing I can do that will begin everything for me again.
Then why can't you accept what I've done? It's a very small thing, a question of money. Paying those people back.
Oh, it's not the money. It's not the paying back. It's the fact that you're doing it. It's the way you're doing it. You shouldn't. You mustn't. I can't accept it from you.
You hate me, sir.
No. That's it. I don't. If I did, I'd call you a fool and take anything. But I don't hate you. It mixes me up. It throws everything out of line, making me uncertain and hesitant.
Then hate me.
I can't.
I'll leave, Edward. I won't stay on here and then you'll forget. If marrying Orianne is the one certain thing you want, well, I want you to marry her. I do, really, deeply and honestly. I assure you. It's something I thought I could never do, but I can marry her. Excuse me. Hello?
Hello? Hello, was it Mr. Way? Answer just yes or no?
Yes. Goodbye.
Just a minute. Orion wants to say a word. Hello?
Yes?
Hello, Edward. Yes, I know why he's there. He told
me. Oh, yes?
But you must prevent him.
How can I help
you? You're the only one who can help this way. The only one, no matter what he thinks. You mustn't give in to him. You mustn't let him let you go.
But
please make him accept, not only for you, but for him and for me. No matter what I ever said to you, I know now how wrong it was. A man can't be so without a past. Must understand.
Yes, yes. Yes, I will. Goodbye.
Who was it, Margaret?
note of Mrs. Goldberg, wishing me luck on my journey home. Won't be much of a journey home without you, Edward.
You know I can't do that.
Why don't you give yourself a chance?
How do you mean?
By giving me a chance, Edward. I know now the way I never knew before how much you've become part of my whole life. The bitterness of the past is in it, too. And the first hopes I had when we were married so long ago. It's all there, woven and threaded through my life, and it can never be broken. Edward, it was my own bitterness in the past that kept me from offering the devotion I wanted to give you. The bitterness is gone, all gone. And that old chance I refused to accept, I could accept now. All hope, all the faith that I refused to recognize, I can recognize in me now. Not even speaking of love. I'm not asking. Only the chance, Edward. The chance. Please.
Margaret, don't.
And all that time tugs at Edward Wade still. But then there's Oriane. Say, tell me, are you putting up with a halfway soap for your dishes? You know, one of those mild bar soaps that don't have real speed, or those tough granulated soaps that fall short on safety for your hands? Well, you don't need to bother with those old-fashioned halfway soaps. Now that New Does is here, yes, Does, that amazing new kind of granulated soap. You know, it does everything in your wash, and believe me, Does has everything you want for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra kindness to your hands. Why, just notice how wonderfully smooth and soft your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. You see, Does is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet no soap made can get dishes clean faster or easier than Does. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell the difference in Does right in the suds. So, try it today. Does has everything you want for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Written for you by Gertrude Berg. Next time, Molly dips again into her bag of experience and gives another little push to the ways and to Oriane. This is James Fleming, wishing you a good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.